Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A Civic Media Station.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Freezing rain turning roadways into ice rinks in Oklahoma City. The temperature in Bismarck, North Dakota, hitting 29 below without the wind being factored in. And snow blanketing parts of the South. Millions under winter weather advisories this week. President Trump appearing to blame Ukraine for starting the war in that country. The comments coming after administration officials met with their Russian counterparts in Saudi Arabia without inviting Ukraine to take part. Mick Mulroy is an ABC News contributor and former high-ranking State Department official.
It's clear that Russia started this unprovoked, completely illegal conflict. It's good to reset the relationship, but we got to understand who started this conflict and who ultimately has a say in whether Ukraine is willing to come to the table and agree to whatever parameters we put forth in this discussion.
The president's administration and Elon Musk moving quickly with more federal employee cuts and firings. This is ABC News.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
For 92.7 WMDX News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. The races are set for April 1st. In the office for State Superintendent, Jill Underley will face off against GOP-backed challenger Brittany Kinzer. Here in Madison, voters narrowed the field of candidates for three common council districts. In District 9, current Alder Nikki Conklin and Joanne Pritchett will be on the ballot. In District 10, Lisa Veldrin will try to unseat Alder Yannette Figueroa-Cole. And in District 12, Alder Amani Latimer Burris faces challenger Julie Matthews. Meanwhile, the Wisconsin Supreme Court has ruled on a case involving mobile voting stations, but they didn't actually rule on mobile voting. This is kind of complicated, so hang with me. In the 2022 primary election, the Racine City Clerk's Office used a mobile voting van to allow people to cast their absentee ballots. They brought it to different areas of the city in different wards. The Racine County Republican Party filed a complaint with the Wisconsin Elections Commission. They accused the Clerk's Office of trying to increase turnout in liberal areas. Eventually, the bipartisan commission ruled that there was no probable cause that a law was broken, because there is nothing in state law that bans a mobile voting site. From there, chair of the Racine County Republican Party, Ken Brown, sued, and the case made its way to the Wisconsin Supreme Court. His goal was to get the court to ban clerks from using mobile voting sites like this in the future. That brings us to yesterday. The court ruled that Brown couldn't prove how he was aggrieved, which is what's required under state law, and they dismissed the suit. The state's highest court currently has a 4-3 liberal majority. Now, just to be clear, the Wisconsin Supreme Court did not actually take on the question of whether or not mobile voting sites should be allowed. According to the Associated Press, that one Racine van in 2022 is the only time a mobile voting site has been used in Wisconsin. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. You're listening to 92.7 WMDX News.
Another win for Wisconsin. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Men's college basketball, the 11th-ranked Badgers over Illinois at the Kohl Center, 95-74. Head coach Greg Gard on his guys drawing fouls and converting to points at the free throw line.
Obviously, 13 free throws, it seemed like there was more. We shot 77%, felt like we shot 50, but only two turnovers the second half. That was important. Thought we got a little loose, a little sloppy the first half. You know, this team just gets better as games go on. They figure out opponents and fun team to coach.
In Milwaukee, Marquette dominating Seton Hall 80-56. Cam Jones with 14 points. NFL, Jordan Love with an Instagram post with fiance Ronica Stone saying the Pack will bounce back next season. Would he like to see a veteran receiver added to the team?
I mean, at the end of the day, I'm a competitor. It doesn't matter who we got, you know what I mean? That's the beauty of the game, is you got a new draft class coming in, so you got to find ways with the guys you have in that building. If we add a guy, we add a guy. If we don't, we don't. So we'll see.
That's Jordan Love with Sports on Mike Clemens.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. There is light at the end of the tunnel. Still cold today, though, with mostly cloudy skies, a high near 10. Wind chills between 10 below and 20 below, especially in the morning. A few flurries possible tonight, a low near zero. Warmer on Thursday with mostly sunny skies, a high near 20. Right now, 0 degrees.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
What celebrity would you like to hug? It's International Hug Day. I wouldn't say Josh Brolin is like my favorite actor, but he's got like a quiet macho-ness to him. Actor Glenn Morshower joins us now.
My self-esteem was jolted when you did not mention me as your hugging preference.
I didn't want to rush it. I just want to see how. Let's just dip our toes in the water here and see what kind of relationship develops, shall we?
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Imagine home. The smell of coffee, the sound of a lawnmower, the sun's warmth on your face. Free to be yourself, surrounded by love that helps you grow. This is a place to call home. That's an American dream we all deserve. But in 50% of U.S. states, you could legally be denied housing if you are LGBTQ+. Get the facts and hear real stories at lovehasnolabels.com. Brought to you by Love Has No Labels and the Ad Council.
Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Jane has jury duty, but I, Greg Bach, am your host for the show, and we have Sean Rowland, a Milwaukee County supervisor, talking about why a life in politics wasn't in the cards at first and what changed his mind.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings at 11.
A new choice. Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
They're idiots. I mean, these are the same guys. Remember, as it relates to our nuclear stockpile, right? They're like, oh, wait a minute. We needed those guys?
Yeah.
Oh, can we get them back? Oh, we don't know how to. Like, I don't know how anyone in this country can look at this administration and feel some semblance of any type of confidence, right?
Oh, yeah. Jasmine.
Yeah. Oh, you are right, Jasmine Crockett. Yes, you are. I agree with George Conway. He said, could someone place an order for 100 more Jasmine Crocketts for overnight delivery to the Democratic Party? Please and thank you. Yes, we say that on nearly a daily basis. Oh, by the way, in the other news, they also fired the people working on bird flu.
Uh-oh.
And accidentally, and now we're also trying to get them back. Amidst trying to find the new people that they also fired accidentally.
Weren't they supposed to lower egg prices? Bird flu is directly...
Yes, remember that? By the way, thank you, Christopher. Oh, what? Look, you have a microphone back.
Well, kind of.
Just kind of a mixed bag.
My friend Christian was listening yesterday.
Yesterday.
My friend Christian was listening yesterday, and he said, yeah, sometimes you redlined when you were screaming
yes,
in the room.
Even without a microphone.
Yeah. I'm like, okay.
A lot of people like the bit, the Chris Heckler bit.
That was kind of funny.
Oh, Stan. You know Stan, who says you're Bella's a Trump supporter.
Ooh, yeah.
And I can't... Is Stan the guy that says I'm a bulimic ditch licker?
No, that's a different guy.
Oh, no, he's the I'm a horse-faced... dope-ass queer.
Right.
That's that guy.
Right.
Okay, Stan this morning. Stan's thoughts this morning?
Uh-huh.
Chris is an angry alcoholic. He missed your story.
My kind of famous story about in 2016 when I moved to Palm Springs, I moved 3 bottles of beer there.
Uh-huh.
I moved them back here in 2019 when I moved back.
That is pathetic.
I have 2 of them still in my... I drank one of them since then, so they're
okay.
2 in my fridge.
They're still good? They're not expired?
Does beer
expire?
Does beer go bad?
Does it?
I don't know. They're in the fridge.
They're
not sitting in the sun.
It's probably fine.
Stan, does that make Chris more or less of an alcoholic that he drinks a beer every 3 years?
No, every 6 years.
Oh, is that 6?
I might have...
Oh, any more than that, you would be an alcoholic.
I might have
sure.
a vodka soda if I go out.
Oh, my God. Yeah, oh, my God. All right.
With wine.
I hate everyone.
Why? What did they do to you?
Why, what happened?
No, Stan seems nice. He seems... These are the people I should reach out to. Can I just say I'm not
going
to... Don't put me on the welcome wagon when people come crawling back and say we were wrong. I will not be on the welcome wagon.
He is MAGA.
Frangela and I will be in the back. Don't ask us to be part of the... Hi, welcome back. No. Oh, you made a mistake? Okay.
He's not... Stan is not part of the Nougaty Center.
Okay. Wow. How about this? In springtime for Trump news, Molly says a Trump official from OMB just announced that Trump has signed an executive order claiming that, quote, only the president and the attorney general can speak for what the law is. Wow.
Springtime for Trump and America.
in my morning stack, too. I haven't even gotten to this. Uh-huh. Musk says being a democracy requires obeying Donald Trump. Okay.
That's kind of the opposite of democracy.
Also, speaking of springtime, he just pretty much gave Ukraine to Putin yesterday. Does anyone, Bueller, care? No? Okay. Wow. That was, of all the rapey things he says, and he's frequently quite rapey, right? Ukraine was wearing a tight dress, bent over the pinball machine.
I was asking for it.
Oh my God. This is the final command. He blamed Zelensky for him getting attacked by Russia.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. And because something. Because
that tight dress.
Right. Should have made a deal 3 years ago. Something. I don't. Made a deal like.
Ukraine had too much cleavage.
Right. Right. Sorry you saw my boobs. Here's most of my country. I don't. Okay. This is. I'm running out of things to say, which is not good, right, Paula? You were most recently in broadcasting school of all of us.
Yeah.
That's not good to have a 3-hour talk radio show and run out of.
Remember when we used to have dead air alarms?
Oh. This entire presidency is going to be a dead air alarm. Where we just sit here and stare into the existential void. Oh, Rude Pundit with a very ominous tweet. He said, it's true. He said, you know, you get that feeling when you're walking in an area that's abandoned and dark and your instincts kick in that something is up and you need to get the hell out of there before the terrible thing happens. You're supposed to listen to that instinct. That's how I feel living in the U.S. right now. It's like, really, seriously, what is next? I mean, I'm sorry, to your point, by the way,
what?
About bird flu and firing all the people that were working on bird flu. Has one reporter even asked Trump, what are you doing about bird flu? I mean, yes, he'll lie, but no one's even asked him, what are you doing? Didn't you win on egg prices, according to you?
So, there was a situation, I think it was actually with Sean Hannity. Sean Hannity asked him, what are you doing about the cost of grocery prices?
Oh, he said inflation back, right. And it's not my
tariffs,
fault.
Tariffs. And he said something about tariffs, too.
Okay. Tariffs are why inflation is going up.
Yes, but he thinks tariffs will fix the cost of living.
Right, rather than every economist in the free world says it'll make it worse.
Right.
Okay.
So someone
and is making
has
it worse.
Asked him.
Oh, okay.
It's just answers have been crap.
How is there not? Hi, Stan, talking to you. Hi, horse face lesbian, angry alcoholic. We have a couple questions for you.
Hola.
Oh, and Trumper Bella has a couple things to say. Trumper Bella looking for a way out of the basement already.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Bella, it's cold out there. You don't want to go inside the basement.
No.
It's cold.
Although it's supposed to be in the 70s this upper 70s this week.
Don't make it appealing outside the basement. It's scary and people are mean, Bella. You stay here with Mama and Diddy.
Nothing ever good comes from the crawl space, Stephanie.
You're like, did you just call her Bella Bug? I miss you, dude. All my beloveds, furry. I call Bonnie Bug. Bonnie Bug.
And what do you call me?
Ass. Face.
No, you call me Poo Poo Bug.
Oh, I do call you Poo Poo Bug.
Like, mostly when I do
and
something
then you
wrong.
Give me, and then you give me a withering look and I stop.
Well, no, it's usually when I do something wrong. Poo Poo Bug, I need you to do it this way.
Be a lamb, won't you?
That's exactly how it goes.
And suck my titty. Would you, lamb chop lips? Thanks. Okay, this is, hello. Sorry, Stan, talking to you. Who's the guy that calls me the bulimic ditch licker? I forget his name.
I can't remember.
It'd be hard to do that with my horse face, I think. But that's a different guy that calls me horse face.
Horses have long
tongues. Did you get that from Ginny Pirro? Don't we have a Stephanie Miller drop?
Oh.
Didn't she say something about horse face lesbians?
No, that was...
Yes,
that
it was.
Elizabeth Warren said that in the drop that we have.
Elizabeth Warren has never called me horse-faced lesbian. No, it was Jeanine Pirro. I don't know who she was talking about. Okay. All lesbians have, speaking of angry alcoholics, by the way, I'm just saying, to an angry alcoholic, all lesbians look like horse faces.
Well, horses have long tongues, so they'd be good at licking.
Well, okay. Thank you for that sunny thought. Here's my point I'm trying to get to.
I mean...
It's a Stephanie Miller drop. I don't know. It sticks in my memory. Okay. Yeah. Just the cognitive dissonance. How do you go from I alone can fix it, I can fix it, to every single thing? So not my fault. Right? Yes.
It's Biden's fault.
He sat down with, he and his president, for the president and vice president, Elon Musk being the president, sat down with Sean Hannity. And he said, With no irony at all, Elon Musk sitting next to Donald Trump said, if the deficit's not brought under control, Donald Trump ran it up more than any president in our history by far.
Right.
But, okay, guy sitting next to him, he said America will go bankrupt. He said sitting next to the guy that's been bankrupt.
Four times.
Is it four?
Four.
I thought it was seven.
Seven?
Okay. I don't know.
Let me double check
Okay,
that.
Check that, won't you?
Uh-huh.
This is important, very important thing for people to understand. Elon Musk said, a country is no different from an individual. Sitting next to Donald Trump. If an individual overspends, an individual can go bankrupt, and so can a country. He said, sitting right next to Donald Trump with no sense of awareness at all, that guy, right. So, yes.
Although Trump has never filed for personal bankruptcy, hotels and casino businesses of his have declared bankruptcy six times between 1991 and 2009.
Pardon me. The Stephanie Miller Show regrets the one bankruptcy error. Seven. Sorry, it was only six.
You over-bankruptcied him.
Sorry. I apologize. And now my credibility is bankrupt.
Yes. Totally shot. You gave Stan some more ammo. Great. Good.
No, I ask this every day, but how long is this going to last? Trump says, we inherited it. Inflation's back. I'm only here for 2.5 weeks. Actually, it's like a month now. Okay. Inflation's back. No, think of it. Inflation's back. And they said, oh, Trump, I had nothing to do with it. This is going to be for quite a while now.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I found it.
You found it?
Oh.
Play it.
Thank you.
Horse-faced lesbians.
Thank you.
Stephanie Miller Show.
Oh, you are correct. Elizabeth Warren was quoting someone.
Yes.
Who was she quoting?
I have no idea, but that was
Google
Elizabeth
that.
Warren. I'm always right.
No, that is upsetting.
Always.
I remember Jeanine Pirro saying it. Maybe Elizabeth Warren was quoting Jeanine Pirro. Okay. I can't imagine Elizabeth Warren going off willy-nilly on horse-faced lesbians, is all I'm saying. My other point is, I was counting with my hoof. Thank you.
She was quoting Mike Bloomberg.
Oh, okay. Now I'm really confused. Okay, here's my other, where am I? Hold, please, because I don't remember where I brought up what. Okay, here's the other thing that's been making me insane this morning. Because, and Bob Sesta talks about this. I can't wait to talk to him in a few minutes. We have Man Meat Wednesday.
We do.
But it's just, all of this stuff they ran or won on is made up. And this whole Doge thing is, you know, Jamie Raskin and others have been saying, it's made up.
Yep.
Right?
Yep.
It's, I mean, I, okay. By the way, I just lost my mom, a year or so ago? Thank you. Marcy said, funeral director here, people who pass away don't receive Social Security checks. Once the agency has been notified, we fill out a form, SSA 721, and fax it directly to Social Security. Elon Musk is lying to you.
Yep.
Thank you. My mother was not still receiving Social Security.
Right.
The minute someone dies, they get a notification.
Right.
They could still be on the rolls, but they're not getting checks.
Yeah. There was a Democrat yesterday who said, yeah, there may be one or two that fall through the cracks, but in a large organization, that might happen. But it's not the, you know, $8 trillion or whatever that Musk was claiming.
He won on the border crisis, right? A crisis. There isn't a crisis. I mean, I mentioned this yesterday, Chris, but the numbers are just infuriating, right? U.S. agents arrested more than 21,000 unauthorized immigrants in November as President Biden's term wore down, a pace the Trump administration doesn't appear to be matching in its first month at all. They've about 14,000 immigrants have been arrested in the 3 weeks plus that Trump has taken office. That's what I've been saying this.
Mm-hmm.
There was no crisis at the border. He's not even with his mean-spirited, horrible tactics. He's still not. I mean, my head. I feel it's gonna explode.
Oh.
Trump's team, by the way, stopped giving daily ICE updates since February 4th because Trump is reportedly furious that they're not meeting anywhere near the quotas they're setting. And so guess what that's doing, by the way? They've set quotas between 1,200 and 1,500, I guess that must be a day? Yeah, a day, and gotten angry when agents have not consistently met those targets. Pressure from the top that is incentivizing officers on the ground to go after the lowest hanging fruit, like in immigration courts. Mm-hmm. They're tricking people. Right? People attending recent mandatory immigration check-ins or court appearances have been escorted out in federal custody as the Trump administration is tricking, lying to, or otherwise deceiving them as part of its mass deportation policy. So, but they're saying they're getting going after the lowest hanging fruit instead of people with serious criminal records. Another thing he lied about.
That's right.
So they're just doing this because they're trying to get the numbers up to even where Biden was, because there was no crisis at the border in the first place. And I don't know how many people said this is what they voted on. Even some Latinos, you know, that were tricked into, oh, well, he's not going to deport. He's only going to deport criminals. Who's not for that? I mean, okay. By the way, nobody is for illegal immigration or for waste, fraud, and abuse. It's just they are lying to you, and it's, okay.
They're finding things they don't like, and they're calling it
right.
Waste, fraud, and abuse.
Right.
When it's not.
Did I mention that we just gave you Putin, who's Trump's doing Kremlin talking points? Okay. You know what, Malcolm Nance, I think, is, I would adjust your headphone volume now, And Bob Seska and Carlos Alzeraqui all coming up 20 minutes after the hour. This portion of the show brought to you by Native Path.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, God. It's keeping me afloat, I'm telling you. I'm literally afloat. My
clouds in your coffee that are keeping you
afloat. In the coffee, yes. Uh-huh. Yes. No grounds in my coffee.
Clouds in your coffee.
No clouds in my coffee. Only Native Path collagen.
Oh, okay. Got it.
Yes.
Got it.
I used to take all this stuff separately for, you know, hair, skin, nails, bones, you name it, your digestion. All that stuff, it goes right. It is flavorless. Native Path Collagen goes right in my coffee every morning. My collagen PM goes in my tea at night. It has honey. It's honey chamomile flavor. It's really nice. It helps you sleep.
That sounds like throat coat. Like
yeah,
you have a sore throat too.
That's fantastic. Okay, it is. It has got type 1 and 3 collagen fibers, the two most important types that make up 90% of the collagen in your body, in your cartilage, bone, skin, hair, nails, and gut. It's good for all that there. Your digestion, you name it. Pardon me. It's peptide formula makes it more.
What was that?
It's just a record player that wound down.
Aww.
Do you know what a record player is, Bella?
No.
Okay, I'll tell you later.
Oh God.
It's peptide formula makes it more bioavailable. That means it's absorbed more easily. No clumping. GetNativePath.com/Stephanie. Start your transformation today at GetNativePath.com/Stephanie.
If you want to see the socialist Biden-Harris future for our country, just take a look at
Stephanie Miller.
Well, you know, I'm a flexible gal, if you've listened to me. Flexibility is important to me in how and when I get tasks done for my workday. With Stamps.com, tedious tasks like sending certified mail, invoices, checks, or documents and packages can be done on your time, not someone else's. Stamps.com simplifies your postage needs, adds valuable flexibility back into your workday, which means you can decide when and where to invest your time, like focusing on the important parts of the business that only you can do. Stamps.com handles all of your mailing and shipping needs wherever, whenever. Seamlessly connect with every major marketplace and shopping cart if you sell products online. Access all the USPS and UPS services you need to run your business right from your computer or phone anytime, day or night. No lines, no traffic, no waiting. Have more flexibility in your life with Stamps.com. Sign up at Stamps.com. The code is Stephanie for a special offer that includes a 4-week trial plus free postage and a free digital scale. No long-term commitments or contracts. Stamps.com. Code is Stephanie.
Look, yo, how do you feel today? Maybe you're a little hungover again, feeling a little embarrassed about a few things? Listen, why haven't you called yet to get help? Man, aren't you tired of feeling this way? So listen, whatever your party drug of choice is, there are ways to get clean and sober, especially if it's messing with your life. Hey man, we all have choices. You can make a choice right here, right now, today, to call the number I'm about to give you and start a brand new life without drugs or booze. I know it's hard to think about this, but imagine how great your life could be. And all it takes is one simple phone call. I've got a team of people standing by ready to check your insurance and let you know what it takes to get clean and sober. Okay, so get ready to save this number, because here it comes.
800-961-2480. 800-961-2480. 800-961-2480. That's 800-961-2480. Paid for by the Detox Treatment Helpline.
People do some pretty cool things in their 40s and 50s. Why should saving for retirement be any different? I mean, they go back to college, learn new instruments, start skateboarding, Okay, maybe that one's not for everybody, but saving for retirement is. With aceyourretirement.org, you can get on track with your retirement savings no matter your age. Just have a 3-minute chat with Avo, the friendly digital retirement coach from AARP. You'll get personalized recommendations based on your input that are easy to understand and work with your lifestyle. It's quick, easy, and free. Plus, it's sponsored by AARP, so you know they got your back.
Gnarly move, Dad.
Thanks, sweetie.
So wherever you are in your retirement savings journey, head to aceyourretirement.org and start chatting with Avo today. That's aceyourretirement.org. A message from AARP and the Ad Council.
It slices, it dices, with razor-like edges that never need sharpening. It's not a blender, it's not a set of steak knives, it's Car Windshield. And now, it can be yours. Here's how. Next time you're in a car and the driver's driving recklessly, simply say nothing. That's right. Let them change CDs. Let them text on their phones. Ignore that little voice in your head that's trying to warn you. And you too can experience Car Windshield. Passengers who have tried Car Windshield agree. It's a smash. Car Windshield may not be for everyone, as it can lead to severe side effects and even death. Please consult your physician after you've experienced Car Windshield. Passengers who wish to avoid Car Windshield can do so by following simple steps, like trusting their instincts, speaking up, and telling their friends to slow down.
In the real world, there is no spokesperson to prevent reckless driving. There's only you. Speak up.
Act now. Paramedics are standing by.
This has been a message from the Ad Council. For more information, go to youarethespokesperson.com.
Stephanie Miller. Pump up the volume, pump up the volume, pump up the volume.
Dance. Put the needle on the record.
Put the needle on the record.
Put the needle on the record.
The record is a round thing, Bella. Did.
Oh.
Yeah, put a needle on it and it played music. Yeah. I was just explaining to Stella what a stylus is during the break.
Yeah.
It's the thing you put in the middle so you could play a 45.
No.
In my case, I think I love you. We've had this fight for years.
No, it's called an adapter.
It is the thing in the middle.
It's called an adapter. The stylus is the needle.
No.
Yeah.
No.
Yes.
The thing in the middle that so you could play a 45. I'm asking Karen in Chicago. Karen, what's a stylus?
Chris is correct.
This is a bad week so far. All right, go ahead.
I'm sorry.
Thank you, Karen.
And yeah, you're welcome, Chris. Hey, when you're right, you're right.
Yeah. I know, it's so rare. People are like, ooh, wow. Okay.
I was a little stunned, I'm not going to lie. sorry. I love you, Chris. You know that. I'm just teasing. Okay. So in honor of Carlos Salas Rocky, I would like to dub Heckler Chris Faraway Chris. Because it kind of...
like Faraway Dog. It's okay. Faraway Dog's owner.
Exactly. Right.
Exactly.
It's Yelly Chris.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So real quick, because I know I'm coming up against a heartbreak. So Pete Buttigieg is doing everything right.
Yep.
He is doing a shadow transportation secretary role, and he is messaging exactly the way every single Dem should be messaging. They should seriously put together a shadow cabinet, and a caller into Michelangelo Signorelli yesterday had a great idea. She suggested that all of the members of the press who have the White House credentials but are being shut out of the room, Democratic leadership, and I mean the people that know how to message, so like Jasmine Crockett, Moskowitz, AOC, Pete Buttigieg, they should all be holding daily pressers with the people that are being shut out of the room.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. No,
I mean, like Brian Karam.
You know, yeah, absolutely. We were saying, I mean, we'll talk to Malcolm Nance. He's very shouty this week.
Yes, he is.
About everything, which I understand. I mean, that was sort of Michael Steele to some degree. But what I keep saying, because I don't want to cross the line into blaming Democrats now for everything, because I will ask the actual question, like, call them, urge them to have urgency, all of that stuff. But they can't single-handedly stop what is happening. This is purely at the feet of Donald Trump and the total cowardice of the Republican Party.
Yep.
I mean, Marco Rubio's soul has had to have left his body a long time ago. By the way, this is the Big Bag of Rats edition of Tennessee Holler says Steve Bannon calls Musk a parasitic illegal immigrant.
And Doge hasn't found one penny of savings in the proposed budget. Wow. Fight, fight, fight. Big bag of rats. Yep. You're all equally awful, but oh my God. Yes. I have a guess the quote for you that on that same theme.
Okay.
And also Bob Seska next.
NBL Transportation, reliable and on time. Madison's non-emergency medical transportation company is affordable and accepts insurance. Call 608-774-9715 or visit mbltransports.com to schedule your next ride.
Madison, tax season is here. Ramos Tax Services has been saving you money for over 25 years. Locally owned, open year-round, and the best price in town. Mention this ad and get $20 off your return. RamosTax.com, 658 South Gammon Road, Ramos Tax Service.
You're listening to the American Democracy Minute, keeping your government by and for the people. A federal judge sentenced former New Jersey U.S. Senator Bob Menendez January 29th to 11 years in prison for corruption charges and acting as a foreign agent. Menendez, a Democrat, was contrite in the courtroom but blasted the process as political and corrupted to the core in a not-so-subtle appeal to President Donald Trump. Menendez was convicted July 16th on all federal charges of conspiracy, bribery, extortion, wire fraud, obstruction, and acting as a foreign agent in schemes involving an Egyptian-American businessman and a New Jersey developer. In exchange for cash, a Mercedes convertible, and gold bars, Menendez used his influence as chair of the U.S. Senate Foreign Relations Committee to procure exclusive import of halal processed meat products into Egypt. The New Jersey Monitor reports that Menendez then signed off on billions in U.S. military aid to the government of Egypt, despite the country's deteriorating human rights record. But times have changed. February 11th, the U.S. Justice Department ordered the Southern District of New York to drop bribery and corruption charges against New York City Mayor Eric Adams. He was accused of taking illegal campaign donations from foreign nationals and doing favors in exchange for luxury travel. The apparent quid pro quo with the Trump administration prompted six SDNY attorneys to resign in protest. We've linked to more at AmericanDemocracyMinute.org. I'm Brian Beal.
The Ad Council and gradsoflife.org.
Hey, Dad, how do airplanes fly? What's in this box? Can I touch this? Where does sand come from? Is this tree good for climbing? What happens if I mix these two things together? How are babies made? What does this thing do?
Kids are curious about everything, including guns. Talking to them about gun safety in your home is a good first step, but you can do more. Always keep your guns locked, unloaded, and stored separately from ammunition. Storing your guns securely is the best way to prevent family fire, including unintentional shootings. For more information on safe gun storage and ways to keep your family safe, visit endfamilyfire.org. That's endfamilyfire.org.
What do we keep in the attic? What's this thing called? Can I ride my bike backwards?
Like I said, kids are curious. It's up to us to keep them safe. Brought to you by N Family Fire, Brady, and the Ad Council.
Email from school about the incident today.
Scary.
Tell me about it. Did you have any idea that was going on?
None. I mean, you saw Derek at the game last night, too. Did you have a clue?
No, but you know, teachers like me, parents, we don't always know as much as you guys do. Kids hear first about what's going on with other kids.
Half the time, it's rumors.
It can be hard to tell sometimes. But if you're ever concerned about a friend who's having trouble with alcohol, prescription drugs, bullying, violence, anything, you need to tell an adult. Mom or me, a teacher, coach, school counselor, someone you know and trust.
Dad, no kid is gonna tell an adult about that kind of stuff.
I get it, but if we don't know, we can't help. Speaking up about a problem, that's what helping a friend is all about.
For more information, visit underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
The whole anti-corruption crusade is an absolute fraud. They started by
decimating the ranks of the inspectors general. These are the people whose job is actually day in and day out, 365 days a year, to ferret out waste, fraud, and abuse in the departments and the agencies. They got rid of 17 of them in the first week. If you were interested in fighting corruption, those are the people you'd be talking to. They're actually doing it day in and day out.
Who said that? That was the quote I was about to read to you. Who said that?
Super Chicken.
No, you got the soundbite. It's Jamie Raskin. Oh. God, oh, that was a really bad guess.
Sorry.
Yeah, it was the same thing I was going to say.
All right.
He said, you know, which sets up this guy perfectly, what Jamie Raskin just said. Yeah.
Dreamy, hunky men. Why? Bob Seska joins us now.
We interrupt this program to bring you a special broadcast.
You're cute. I love you, Bob Seska.
Where are you coming from?
Bob's calling us from Washington.
You Seska thing.
Go ahead.
Washington, D.C.
Just follow the money.
We were also discussing our haters because we couldn't keep straight.
Oh, yeah.
Because you are a caulk. Sucker.
C-A-U-L-K. Yes.
Right, as is Bob Seska, who, right, as I said to Bob, is a homo who happens to be banging the hottest blonde woman in America. But he seems nice. I am so ready to unite with those people to take our country back. This horse-faced lesbian is all in, Bob. This bulimic
you know
ditch licker.
I just want to compile all those emails into, like, a series
of
and keep them. Posterity. Oh,
I know. I'm sure it's my self-esteem that I love my hate mail more than my love letters, but okay. They make me laugh. Bob, can I just say, oh my God, you so just touch my, what's like a G-spot, but my political, a P-spot, my P-spot.
No, don't touch your P-spot.
No, political. Bye. He's my soulmate. I say it here, it comes out there. He completes me. He had me at hello. Whatever. I've been saying this for, I don't know how, stating the obvious. One big reason Donald's maniacal action seems so psychotic is because he's reacting to pervasive MAGA smear myths. Invasion at the border, children being mutilated, vaccines are toxic, climate crisis is a hoax, government is the problem, etc. His agenda is a reaction to fantasy. And that's what I was just saying, Bob. It's just them going into, you know, churches and tricking people and lying to immigrants and whatever. And the deportations, Joe Biden's last month, 21,000 unauthorized immigrants were deported. Trump, 14,000. So not as efficient, just bigger and meaner and dumber and louder, right? Oh, Bob's frozen already. Really? Look how handsome he is, Bella.
He is.
Look.
Look at that.
He's really, really. Oh, there you're back. Okay, go ahead.
My back.
Gone again. Okay, try again, Bob. Sorry. Oh, boy. This is not our internet, right? Our internet is okay? All right. Bob, I can... Okay, now you're moving. Go ahead. Try again.
Yeah, our internet's fine.
All right. What? Okay, well...
He's operating on, and this... That sounded like a good point.
I'm going to have to touch my own P-spot if Bob can come back to me. Damn.
Let's hang up, Bob, and call back.
Yeah, let's try hanging up.
Can we hang up and call back?
Yeah, let's do that.
All right.
Okay. That's exactly what I've been saying. Is that? And I don't know. I'm sure Bob has thoughts. If we could hear him about how we get around this, because and I kept saying that it would be different if they won on issues that they're just. People preferred their view, but that's not. They won on things that are not true.
Right.
That provably are not true, statistically or otherwise. And so that's what's just so infuriating is how do we now take this? I guess I can say that, but they're not hearing that on Fox News, that Joe Biden deported way more people than Donald Trump has, even in his first month, just month to month, a ton more people. Hi, Bob.
Hi. Is this working?
Yes.
Hello? Working better?
All right. Go ahead.
Yeah, like Johnny Carson used to say, someone kicked a plug out. That must have been the problem somewhere.
With Johnny from Airplanes.
Right.
Sorry.
Yeah, yeah. But, I mean, you know, talk about acting on fantasy. Donald Trump thinks Ukraine started the war in Ukraine.
Yes.
This is a brand new quote. I think he said it late yesterday, and it's in the news today, that Ukraine, not Russia, started this war. So, of course, he's operating with this attempt to craft some sort of peace deal, which means Ukraine gets screwed. I mean, that's ultimately what's going to happen here. But he's basing that on fantasy,
which
is that Ukraine started the war and not Vladimir Putin trying to invade Ukraine, which
the entire rest of the world understands, and half of the people in the United States
understand. This is why I get annoyed at people just scolding Democrats. Because, first of all, this is the complete collapse of the Republican Party in this country and their complete cowardice that we got here. And the other thing I would say is then the 36% that didn't vote should have gotten off their ass, you know, rather than going, oh, Democrats, why aren't you stopping this now? You know?
Right.
I mean, or the 1% that swayed the election that voted for Jill Stein, you know? I mean, it's...
Yeah, exactly. So,
Bob, it'd be different if, again, these postmortems, beating up Democrats, if we had lost on issues, if people just don't agree with you on tariffs or tax rates or this or that. We lost, as you said, on all lies. All lies.
Oh, yeah.
Provable fictions.
Lies and social media propaganda. I mean, that was a significant part of it. I believe that's why a group of people who voted for Joe Biden in 2020 decided not to vote this time around, which left Kamala Harris with a deficit in the election. So that is another big part of the problem. And, I don't know what has to be done about those people, but obviously now they're finding out the mistake of their ways.
Yeah, let's talk about, you had thoughts on, beyond what you just said, on Ukraine. I mean, this is the gaslighting. Is, I don't know what the number is past 11, but we'll ask Rob Reiner next time we talk to him.
Sure.
Yes, he said, I think I have the power to end this war. It's always all about him, first of all, right?
Yeah, of course.
I think it's going very well. Oh, really? Let's ask Zelensky. He said, but today, I mean, you can't even write this stuff that he had a negotiation about the future of Ukraine without Ukraine at the table.
Yeah,
I mean,
right.
So he said, but today I heard, well, you know, we weren't invited. Well, you've been there for 3 years. You should have ended it 3 years ago. You should have never started it. You should have made a deal. You should have never started it. What? I mean, he said, Ukraine should never have started the invasion of Ukraine. Jake Tapper said, really? Ukraine should not have started the invasion of Ukraine. I mean,
right. Yeah. Why did Ukraine invade Ukraine? I don't understand how that works.
It was like
works.
Blaming Nancy Pelosi for January 6th.
Right.
Like, yes, Nancy Pelosi was behind the attempted hanging of Nancy Pelosi. Like,
right, right. And of course, any negotiation that Donald Trump is going to be involved in involves Ukraine handing over more of its sovereignty to Vladimir Putin. That's exactly how this is going to proceed, if at all, because Donald Trump is just going to do whatever Vladimir Putin wants.
Yeah.
Certainly, Crimea is gone forever. Donald Trump's not going to allow Ukraine to claw that back. So there are going to be other large swaths of Ukraine that are going to be handed over to Vladimir Putin. This is essentially like the 1864 election, or this past election was, where George McClellan, during the Civil War, was running as the Democratic candidate against Abraham Lincoln, and on the platform that he would end the war, but it always was with the caveat that the Confederacy would remain in a George McClellan administration, and therefore slavery would remain in some form. And this is Donald Trump. This is how Donald Trump says, "Well, you know what? I'm going to end the war," but he doesn't actually say how he's going to do it, which. What we know is that means giving Vladimir Putin
whatever he wants. Yeah, and you had a couple of blue skies, even more ominous than that. You said Russia will occupy Europe with Trump providing U.S. military support. I mean, the world is upside down today, Bob. You're right. You said easy to forecast Donald will eventually deploy American military assets to help Putin in Ukraine. I mean, this is just, I mean, the entire worldview of the United States of America, Republican and Democrats, presidents alike, right, is just turned on its head. And
well, once you appease Vladimir Putin by handing him big sections of Ukraine, which is, as we've said, that's what Donald Trump's clearly going to do, then Vladimir Putin's going to feel emboldened, and then he's going to want to invade other European nations, and that's what's next. And the only question remains, is that going to be with Donald Trump's vocal support or military support or both? And I think it's going to be some form of both. We are now, in a geopolitical sense, we are now part of the new axis of evil. We are one of the bad guys now.
We're the bad guys in World War III.
at least in terms of the heads of state of the United States right now. And we're hoping for the best, obviously, that this won't come to pass and that cooler heads will prevail. But it's not you don't have to be a chess expert to see the next several moves down the board. And that's
an American president,
terrifying things.
Would actually say, how did he say this? He goes, it's Europe's problem. We have an ocean between us. They don't. It's their problem.
Oh, God.
I was just like,
Good Lord.
Yeah, I mean, and I'm reading this. I've forgotten that Marjorie Taylor Greene had called it recently the war against Russia in Ukraine. I mean, this is how I was just, I love this other 98 threaded. We are witnessing the twisted, ugly fruit of 20 plus years of Fox News weaponizing ignorance and hatred. I mean, that's really what it is, isn't it?
Oh, yeah, yeah. And that's one of the reasons why the MAGA entertainment complex has done so well as far as its messaging, because when you're untethered from the truth, you can say anything. I mean, just I think this week, Jesse Waters even admitted to making stuff up on the air on Fox News in a conversation with Jessica Tarlov on The Five. This is something that we've been observing for many, many years now, but now it's completely untethered from reality. There is no factual basis for any of this stuff, and it's no wonder the president is operating on complete fantasy. And then as we see all of his actions, we go, well, what's that all about? That's crazy. Well, yeah, it's obviously crazy because he's doing it based on fiction and not any actual circumstance that is observable by human beings.
You know, to your point about Jesse Waters, I thought this, you know, we've been featuring Senator Chris Murphy a lot because I think he's someone that's doing a great job alpha liberaling like you do, you know, and messaging. But he agreed with Jesse Waters' take on the current state of play between the Democratic and Republican parties' respective media strategies, arguing if Democrats don't find a way to adapt, we're cooked. And we keep saying that, Bob. We're just in a whole different universe than we ever used to be. And you can't do the old press conferences and, you know, going on the Sunday shows or whatever it is. Like, Jesse Waters, so he retweeted a Jesse Waters clip where Jesse Waters said they're holding tiny press conferences, tiny little rallies. Well, they're not tiny rallies, but okay.
Yeah.
They're screaming into the ether on MSNBC. What you're seeing on the right, this is Jesse Waters, is asymmetrical. It's a grassroots guerrilla warfare. Someone says something on social media, Musk retweets it, Rogan podcasts it, Fox broadcasts it, and by the time it reaches everybody, millions of people have seen it. It's free money. Mm-hmm. So Chris Murphy, we retweeted that and said, this is true. And until the left builds an infrastructure to confront this reality and stop acting like political communication is still just buying millions of TV and digital ads every 2 years, we're cooked. And I think he's right. It's like, how do you fight in this new, because Jesse Waters, I mean, it's almost like he's admitting, you're right. It's all they know they're lying, but they're like, oh, but look, it works. Right?
Yeah. I hate to make another historical reference, but, you know, one of the reasons why the Civil War was so bloody was because they were using new weaponry. I mean, brand new state-of-the-art weaponry, rifled muskets that had a much longer range, but they were still using the old tactics, the old Napoleonic tactics, where you would march two armies right up against each other and just start firing away.
Yeah.
And so that's kind of what's happening with the Democratic Party right now. There's new tactics that are needed, because right now there's a lot of Democratic politicians on the Hill who are listening to the old consultants, the old school consultants, the David Axelrods of the world, who are saying, you know what, let's not even fight this battle on USAID because no one really likes foreign aid anyway. So why are the activists having this fight over USAID? Just let it go. And that's the wrong attitude to have. Yeah. We lose every fight we don't contest.
Right.
Yeah.
And that's the weakling. That's the weak. So what people want is not focus group tested nonsense.
Yeah.
People want leadership right now.
Yeah.
And the people who provide the leaders who provide that, AOC, Chris Murphy, et cetera, are doing quite well.
Yeah.
And that's setting a new course for the future.
Bob, are you saying in the absence of true leadership, people listen to the sand? Is that what...
That's right. They eat the sand. They drink the sand.
Okay.
I had to tell Bella what it was called.
Sorry.
Oh, she'll learn.
Yeah. Here we go.
People want leadership, Mr. President. In the absence of genuine leadership, they'll listen to anyone who steps up to the microphone.
Sand.
They want leadership. They're so thirsty for it, they'll crawl through the desert toward a mirage, and when they discover there's no water, they'll drink the sand.
People don't drink the sand because they're thirsty. They drink the sand because they don't know the difference.
Okay. Anyway.
That's right. Yeah.
Speaking of Rob Reiner.
Modern analogy now.
Yeah.
I mean, obviously the Republicans are the sand, and people are looking for that leadership, and Donald Trump happens to be providing that, as nonsensical and destructive as it is.
Yeah.
And so that's the... That's the problem.
And yet you, but you know, you say it, but he promised to lower prices on day one. Fail. He doesn't have a plan to lower prices now or ever. Fail. He doesn't have a plan to stop avian flu. Fail. I mean, that's what we also have to just keep messaging and how this is affecting everyday people's lives. Because, nobody can want a plane falling out of the sky every 2 days or eggs being $47 or, you know, or on and on and on. You can't tell me or him, you know, firing the people working on avian flu or protecting our nukes. Like it's the
complete opposite of having a plan. If he tried a plan to fight bird flu, and he was kind of failing at that plan, and it really wasn't going anywhere. That's one thing. But he's doing the opposite of that, which is to not just not have a plan, but also to fire all the experts who were working on a plan. And then to try to hire them back, like you did with the nuclear experts at the Department of Energy.
I mean, you go down it on Blue Sky. You said doxing, data mining, the possibility of a Putin-style theft of your money. Elon has seized the IRS, is attempting to access your bank and tax information. Trump fired workers who guard our nuclear stockpile and can't get them all back. I'm preparing myself for the very real possibility Donald and Elon will sell off the national parks for development.
Yeah.
I mean, there's nothing that you can't imagine at this point. And so, you retweeted Mark Elias. We had a victory in Wisconsin at the Supreme Court there. I mean, that's all we can do, Bob, is just do what you and I do every day and keep fighting, right? And keep messaging.
Oh, yeah, sure. Right, as we wait for the other shoe to drop, which is that, you know, we're watching this just gratuitous destruction of the federal government.
Yeah.
And we all know how vital the functioning of the government happens to be. And when you start just knocking off whole sections of it, at some point, that Jenga puzzle is going to come down, and that's what's putting me off balance. Every day I wake up, it says, are we going to see the other shoe dropping today? Are we going to, see the mushroom cloud today? Is that what's going to happen next?
You said Jenga. I was thinking Jumanji. I do feel like I wake up every day in Jumanji.
Oh, God.
I'm like, what is coming through here today?
Well,
what
it is kind of that, too. I mean, there is, you know, screwy antics, and so I guess that does apply.
It's Jenga combined with Jumanji.
Yeah, it's
right. The Bob Seska Show, it is essential to America. SexyLiberal.com. We love you, Bob. Mwah.
Love you, Stephanie. Bye-bye.
All right, bye. 51 minutes after the hour, this portion of the show. Credo!
Credo Mobile!
It is, listen, this is part of how you write one step at a time, one day at a time. That's how we get our country back. Stand with the companies that stand with you. People are already doing it, right? Going to Costco, they're standing up with companies that have their values, that are not bending the knee, kissing the ring. Credo Mobile, the nation's only progressive phone company. They have given over $95 million over the years to progressive nonprofits that need our help more than ever now. Planned Parenthood, March for Our Lives, on and on. All the stuff you care about, and you get the nation's largest, most reliable network. Competitive deals, great deals on new phones. And it's so easy. Bring your current phone, bring your current number, and if you go to credomobile.com, Stephanie Miller listeners get 25% off your service for 2 years if you use the code STEPH25 at credomobile.com.
Unfreaking believable!
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
One out of two Americans thinks their life is worthy of a book. Here's another startling stat. You may be one of the 15% of people who bothered to start your book and one of the 6% that got halfway through it, but your gem of an idea likely died. Or did it? Some published authors are making significant money, so join the ranks of the successful people that finish their books with help from Dorrance Publishing. Call right now and our experienced editors and writers will explain to you what it's going to take to get your book completely written, published, and then taken to market to sell it. It's a free consultation, so call right now. Find out how much time and money it takes to finally get that book idea of yours published. Make your dreams happen. Call Dorrance Publishing right now.
800-640-6298. 800-640-6298. 800-640-6298.
That's 800-640-6298.
What is Recover Now? It's a movement to get clean and sober, started by you, friends and family members, or maybe even the person suffering from an alcohol or drug problem. Recover Now is a free service that helps people find treatment facilities covered by private insurance to help them start the road to recovery and succeed. If you or a loved one wants to recover now, call this number. It's a free call. Many of our treatment counselors have been exactly where you are, and they know what you're going through and how to help you get where you want to be, and that is on the road to recovery. With one free phone call, my specialist will check your insurance and help you get the best treatment for your needs. Remember, get clean, get sober. Use Recover Now as your free service. Here's the number.
800-357-8110. 800-357-8110. 800-357-8110. That's 800-357-8110.
Welcome to Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
For 92.7 WMDX News, I'm Savannah Tome Olson. Governor Tony Evers unveiled his budget proposal last night in a speech to the legislature. He got frequent cheers from Democrats and silence from the Republican majority. Evers called 2024 Year of the Worker, and he says 2025 is Year of the Kid. He says his proposals benefit working families and would lower the costs of childcare and medication and include investments in public education. At the same time, he said his ideas would provide nearly $2 billion in relief to taxpayers, including a proposal to eliminate income taxes on tips and forestall increases in local property taxes.
Wisconsinites need a leg up to be able to finally get ahead on utility bills, on child care costs, on groceries, medication, and doctor visits, and everything in between. And we've got a plan to do just that. Here's how we get it done. Let's save Wisconsinites money.
He's proposing increasing funds for the UW system, expanding Badger Care, thwarting price gouging on prescription drugs, supporting efforts to reduce PFAS and lead contamination, and bolster infrastructure plans. But now that his proposal is finished, next it goes to the Republican majority in the legislature. Assembly Speaker Robin Voss after Evers' address.
Most of the stuff that's in the budget, the 20% spending increase, the $1 billion in taxes, all of the wasteful new programs that are being created and regulations on the private sector, the increases on business, the increases in income taxes, all of those things, dead on arrival.
Wisconsin currently has more than $4 billion in surplus at the state capitol. Now Republicans get their turn with the budget. When they pass one, it'll go back to the governor's office. In the past few years, Evers hasn't just signed the legislation that came to his desk. He's utilized Wisconsin's unique line item veto. I'm Savannah Tome Olson. You're listening to 92.7 WMDX News.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. There is light at the end of the tunnel. Still cold today, though, with mostly cloudy skies, a high near 10. Wind chills between 10 below and 20 below, especially in the morning. A few flurries possible tonight, a low near zero. Warmer on Thursday with mostly sunny skies, a high near 20. Right now, 0 degrees.
The John and Gordy Show.
Go back to an earlier era before the right dominated the national storytelling. You go back to somebody like Frank Capra. He was masterful at telling that story about the little guy. That heroic figure who had nothing but worked hard, looked out for other people, cared about family, and made a better life. And that kind of storytelling has vanished.
Weekday mornings 6 till 8 on 92.7 WMDX.
Carmelo Anthony for the Bail Project.
Bad news, you've been arrested. Good news, you're innocent until proven guilty. If you can pay your bail, good news, you go home to wait your trial. If you can't, sorry, you go to jail to wait. But sure, you still presumed innocent. But since you can't afford bail, you've lost your freedom. That's not right. And that's why the Bail Project helps those who can't afford it while fighting the in-cash bail. Because freedom should be free.
Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome stand-up comedian Jeff Kane and writer-director of the film January, Nathan Demming, who discusses his barnstorming tour of the state. Let's light it up.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 till 8.
Everybody, adjust your headphones, because Shouty McShouterson, who is especially shouty today from Shout Down, Malcolm Nance coming up, and Coffee with Carlos Alzeraqui on The Stephanie Miller Show.
This is Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX. Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody. Join us next time. Pat Kreitlow of Up North News Radio and Trigby Olson of the Lincoln Project join me to review the election results of the DPI secretary's race and more. Be with us.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2. Matt and Air on Air.
Oh, Randy Manor is here.
What can you do about this? Focus on what you can impact. Find the courage to speak up to your elected official. If you are silent, then your elected official at the local, state, or federal level will think you completely agree with whatever it is you're doing.
Silence equals acceptance.
Correct.
Matt and Air on Air, weekdays at 11 on 92.7 WMDX and the Civic Media app. Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app. This is 92.7 WMDX Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A Civic Media station.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky has firmly pushed back on President Trump's comments from last night, delivering a series of fact checks at a press conference in Kyiv before meeting with Trump's envoy, Keith Kellogg. Zelensky challenging Trump's claim that Zelensky has a 4% approval rating, pointing to respected polls showing him consistently above 50%. Zelensky calls it Russian disinformation. From Louisiana through Delaware, at least 20 states are under snow and ice alerts today as a major winter storm moves east.
Stay off the roads if you can. Give it a little time because it's ending in Nashville. Memphis had slick roads overnight as well, so much of I-40 would have this, as well as all of the side roads. There are some schools that are closed in the region.
When the snow moves out, the Arctic air moves in. Sub-zero weather in the northern Great Plains. Pope Francis has spent a fifth night in the hospital, the Vatican announcing he has developed pneumonia in both lungs. All of the Pope's appearances have been canceled, at least through this weekend. This is ABC News.